好像不行啊，叶弟兄，段弟兄来帮帮忙。这个当飞机回到这个好不好，请段弟兄来上来帮忙一下，这个还不没有出来、没有关系，那个我们看看怎么样哈。好，那我再来讲讲哈。当这个飞机回到美国境的时候呢，那个我就想起啊，27年前我从纽约进来的时候，那个时候的感觉。
When I was on the flight, as you know, we're arriving in U.S., I remember that 27 years ago, the first time I come to U.S. and arriving to New York, how did I feel at that time?
那在纽约你会看到什么？
What would you see in New York City?
看到那个自由的铜像是吧？自由神的那个铜像。
Liberty status.
那么在那个铜像下面呢，写着几句话。
There is a poem written on the liberty.
那几句话英文怎么说？我要请杨弟兄帮忙读出来，有吗
？I didn't print it.
没有啊。
One second.
Okay.啊、哦，在这里有的，这边有呢，但是我怎么控制呢？这个问题。
Okay, here is. Give me your tired and your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send us the homeless.Tempest toast to me. I left my lamp beside the golden door.
就是把那些人给我，那些疲倦的、劳苦的、眷属在一起、渴望自由呼吸的人，那些被富强的彼岸所抛弃的人，让他到我这里来。大概这个意思呢，就是一般的呢，这个是我们知道，这个是指美国的精神啊，一种宽大、开放，让人可以从头开始过新生活的那种精神。
Oh, this is referring to American spirit.Tolerate, open, that we might start again a new life.
那么我个人的感觉呢，这段话呢，对教会来说呢是更合适的。
But my personal feeling, actually, this poem is more suitable for church.
教会是一个让人觉得受欢迎、
Churches.
能够安心的地方。
Church is a place that makes you feel welcome, that you might find peace.
因为主耶稣说过，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
For Jesus once said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
在教会里面我们人可以认识耶稣，那么从耶稣，我们又能够认识天父上帝。
In the church, we might get to know Jesus, and through him, we might get to know Father.
还有呢，可以认识他的国，还有认识他的家。
And further to his kingdom and his house.
上个星期是父亲节啊，各位做父亲的，你过得好吗？
Last week was Father's Day. How are you, all the fathers here?
啊，感谢主哈。那这个其实这个六月份呢，我们还可以多想到啊。我们在地上的父亲啊，那我们也可以想到天上的父亲。
Actually, in June, it's a time for us to think over both our earthly fathers as well as our heavenly fathers.
地上的父亲啊，各位都是哈，那我也是一个不过呢， 做得非常亏欠。
Many among us here are earthly fathers, myself included, but I have fall short in many aspects of them.
那么天上的父亲呢，我们可以根据呢这个主耶稣的话啊，来看看天父的心是怎么样的。
So what about heavenly fathers? Let's look through some Jesus' words. Spoken by Jesus.
第一点呢七点哈，第一点。
Yeah, there are seven points. I want.
就是
first.
父呢是无所不知的。
The father is omniscient.
无所不知的在。主耶稣在这个马太福音二十四章讲到他再来的时候说，那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天使也不知道，甚至人子也不知道，只有父知道。
In Matthew 24, they're talking about the time when Jesus returned. It says, But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
还有在登山宝训里面呢，主耶稣讲到，当我们行善事、施舍的时候呢，要坐在暗中，那么这位父呢，就暗中就会察看。
Also on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, So your giving may be in secret, then your father who sees that it's done in secret will reward you.
我们祷告的时候也要关上门来祷告暗中的父，那么父在暗中查看，就必然报答你。
When you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your father who is unseen, then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
第二点呢，父怎么栽培我们？
The second point is, how does the Father build us?
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章说，我是葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，你们是枝子。
In John 15, chapter 15, Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and the Father is the gardener. Your branch.
所以我们在做基督徒的生活呢，完全是在天父的栽培当中长起来的。
So that our life as Christian is under Godfather's care.
所以主耶稣说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
So Jesus said, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
那么主耶稣所做的事，就是父所做的事，就是今天来栽培我们这些人。
So what Jesus has done is also what Father has done, that is to build us.
第三点我们该怎么来敬拜父呢？
So the third point is, how do we worship the Father?
在约翰福音四章，主说父是个灵，所以呢，凡是敬拜他的，要用心灵和诚实去敬拜他。
In John chapter 4, Jesus said, Father's name. Yet a time is coming, has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worship of Father.
这位父是非常慈悲，但是也非常严厉的。所以主说，你们要慈悲，像父慈悲一样。
This Father is also very merciful. And so Jesus also said, be merciful as your Father is merciful.
但是如果我们饶恕人的过犯那么你们的天父也饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
So if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
所以一个真的基督徒呢，是不能恨人不可能不饶恕人。
So true Christians cannot hate people. They cannot. They have to forgive people.
Yeah. 第四点呢，就是父真的能够保护我们吗
？The fourth point. Will Father protect us?
主耶稣说两个麻雀，大家打开这个 马太福音十章啊，请大家打开马太福音十章。
Please open Matthew chapter 10.
然后呢，我请大家读二十九节到三十一节，好不好
？Verse 29 to 31.
好，马太福音十章二十九到三十一节。
Matthew 10:29-31.
两个麻雀。不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也被数过。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。所以你看，天父多么看重我们。
So you are very valuable in your father's.
但是我们看重天父吗
？But Is father important to in our side?
第五呢，我们该听从父的意思。
Fifth, submit to father's will.
路加福音二章，主耶稣在很小的时候，当他读圣经的时候，他就说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
When Jesus was very young, that you know, while he was in the temple, he said, "Did you know that I have to be in my father's house?"
然后在马太福音二十七章，大家快要被钉十字架的时候，他在科西马尼园祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这个杯离开我。然而什么？不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。”
In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus, you know, before he go to cross, he said, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will."
所以我们人生最重要的事呢，是要听从天父的意思去做，因为神在你身上有一个最好的计划。
So the most important things in our life is to submit to Father's will, and this is because for he has a good plan for us.
还有主耶稣讲到的第六点呢，就是父的国。
The sixth point is about his kingdom.
这个讲得非常清楚啊！在主耶稣说有耳可听的就应当听。
It's very clear. Jesus said that who have ear must listen.
那听什么呢？他说那时义人在他们的父国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。有耳可听的就应当听，在马太福音十三章四十三节。
In Matthew chapter 13:43, it says, "Then the righteous will shine like a sun in the kingdom of their father. Whoever has ears, let them hear."
然后在十六章二十七节，人子在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那个时候他要照着个人的行为报应个人。
In chapter 16 of Matthew, "For the Son of Man is going to come in his father's glory with his angels." And then he will reward each person according to what they have done.
在设立圣餐的时候，主耶稣说：“从今以后，我不再喝这个葡萄汁，直到在父的国里和你们喝新的。”
When come to communion, it says, "Take and eat. This is my body. I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of wine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
还有一点对我们基督徒很重要，他说。你不要怕你们这小群，因为你们的父乐意什么把国赐给你们。
There's another point very important to us as Christians. It says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your father has been pleased to give you the kingdom."
所以什么你们要变卖所有的，周济穷人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在地上，在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
So sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no more moth destroys.
所以根据主耶稣这些话，这个国是一个真实的有这个是一个非常快乐的宴席跟里面呢有报赏我们为父的国损失世上的财产是很值得的。
So according to Jesus, so this, the Father's kingdom is real. It's a feast that we give up our positions this world, on this world. It's worthy to for saving.
因为这个国是永远的国。
For this kingdom is eternal.
最后就讲到父的家啊，是为我们预备的。
The last talk about Father's house is for us.
他说：“你们心里不要忧愁啊，也不要胆怯啊，你们信神，也当信我，在我父的家里有很多的住处，我去那里是为你们预备地方。”
It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare?"
然后主耶稣指出那条去回家的道路。
And Jesus also pointed out that road to returning home.
他说我就是道路真理生命，如果不借着我，没有人能够到父哪里去。
He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
那么这我所以我们知道父的心非常的广阔，父的公义慈爱远远超过我们所求所想的。
So we know the heart of our Heavenly Father is so broad that His righteousness and mercy is beyond our imagination.
但是为什么那么多人不愿意回家呢？
But why there are so many people who don't want to go home?
刚才我们读过路加福音十五章啊，那个两个儿子的故事啊。
We just read the Luke chapter 15 about two sons.
请问在我们当中有没有谁是从来没有听过这个故事的？有没有？
Anyone among us have never heard about this?
有没有？都听过了哈，这个是一个非常熟了，从小到大你就不断的听这个故事哈。
It's a very familiar story that you heard.
那这有一个人叫做 Philip Yancey 哈，那么他写了一个现代版的《浪子回头》。
There's a modern version of a Prodigal Son that written by Philip Yancey.
在那个 Michigan 的那个 Traverse City。
In Michigan, Traverse City.
在那里呢，有一个小女孩，她生长在一个樱桃树的那个农庄里面。
There's a little girl grew up in a cherry farm.
那父母对她很好，但是父母有点古老，就是不大喜欢她戴着这个鼻子的环啊，还有那个她的头发啊，她听的音乐啊，她穿的裙太短啊，等等。所以父母常常呢就为这个事情呢就跟他发生争执。
Her father really, her parents are really loving her, but they are very strict parents. You know, they don't like her having a nose ring and earring and a lot of kind of.
那么在他
styles, so they forbidden her to do so.
他脑海里面转了很多次这个计划以后呢，终于有一个晚上他就实现了。他就离家逃出去。
So she had many plots to escape. And one night she really did it. And she's.
那他要逃到 Detroit, 大城市。
So she went to Detroit, a big city.
那么在路上呢，他就碰到一个男人开着非常漂亮的车子。那个男人好像非常好啊。那么呢，又买午餐给他吃。然后呢，又找个地方给他住。
On her way, she met a man. Appears very nice. Is driving very nice big car, and also offer her lunch and place to stay.
那么然后呢，他住的地方很好啊，让他吃了很多好东西，然后给他吃一些药丸。他一吃了以后，哇，觉得非常快乐，非常快乐。
The place they live are very nice, and they also had very delicious food. And also, but he also gave her a drug, and you know, after she took it, you know, she feels really nice, good. So.
那么他就感觉到自己太快乐了。父母就是一向来管教我，就是不希望我快乐。
She feels so happy. She also thinks her parents really just don't want her to be happy. So.
那么这个男人呢，还教他一些怎么样来让男人快乐的事情。
This man also teach her how to please man.
因为他还是未成年，所以呢，给他特别多的钱。他住在一个很高的那个 penthouse， 这个楼顶上面，可以自己 order 什么食物，那个食物就跑进来了。
So she's still not adult yet. So he gave her a lot of money, and she's living in a penthouse, and she can order whatever she wants.
啊，他觉得真是太好了。从前那些乡下的人呢，真是不懂事啊。
She really enjoys this, and really thinking that farmers are, you know, really don't know.
那偶尔呢，他会看到那个寻人启事上面有他那个照片，那个是个未成年的小孩。但是我现在头发变了，化妆品弄得很好看，我戴着耳环啊，弄得呢，谁还认识我是那个小女孩呢？
Occasionally, she saw the advertisement that her parents looking for her. And her pictures there, but now she changed her looking. You know, she put on rings and dye.
所以她的好日子呢，就是她的好日子就是继续哈，一个月、两个月、半年、一年啊。
So her good days continue. One month, 2 months, half year.
最后呢，有一天她忽然间发现。自己身上呢出现了一些这个皮肤上出现了一些问题。
One day she found she has some troubles on her skin.
当她告诉那个老板的时候，她将称那个男人为老板 boss。
By the way, she called that man boss, and one day she talked to her boss.
那个男人就说：“哇，不行了啊，这个我们不能够惹麻烦。
”So this boss said, "Oh, no, this is a trouble."
忽然间就凶起来。
And become very.
在他还没有理解什么事情发生之前呢，他已经是在街上了，而且身无分文。
Before she figured out what's happening, she's already on the street, and you know, without even pennies.
当然，晚上的时候他还可以有一些招数，可以找来一些钱。
So in the night, still have some tricks they can play and get some small money.
但是他是住在一个。超市外面的那个集装箱里面。
She stay in the
box.
In a box outside the supermarket.
那么天气又渐渐凉了，快到冬天了。
So cold weather come. The winter is near.
他这个你在 Detroit 的街头哈，你用多少个报纸啊盖在身上呢？那个还是听到那些周围那个声音，那个人的脚步声啊，那些帮派啊，那些坏人呢、走来走去的声音。
In the street of Detroit, that regardless how much newspapers you put on your head or on your body, you still hear all the noise, you know, between among guns, among all kinds of people.
他所弄到的钱呢，永远不够他。维持他原来的这个吸毒的习惯了。
The money she can make is not enough to sustain her drug consumption.
有一天晚上呢，他在这个缩在这个集装箱里面的时候呢，他就朦朦胧胧当中呢，他好像一下子转了一个景象。
One day as she stay in this box, suddenly a scene.
他看到一片一望无尽的樱桃树。
She saw her view is full of cherry trees.
那么他的狗那个 golden retriever 哈、在那跑追着那个网球。
Her golden retriever was chasing his,
他自己呢，不再是一个大人，好像又回到小孩子那个样子。
She feels she returned to her childhood.
他醒来的时候呢，非常冷。其实他是被冷醒的。
As she woke up, because of the cold, she feels so cold.
他就开始哭了。
She started crying.
想想，我家里的狗吃的比我好得多了。
I remember, even the golden retriever in my home, had much better treatment than myself.
在那个时候，他就拿起电话来。
So she picked up a phone.
他就决定该做的事是回家。
So she decided to go home.
他就在电话那头呢的只有那个留言。
Yeah, but there's only answer machine on the other end.
他说：“爸爸妈妈，我在一个巴士上面要回家。
”She said, "Daddy, Mom, I'm on a bus returning home."
我从 Detroit 要回 Traverse City， 要是碰不到你们，我就一直去加拿大了。
I'm coming back from Detroit to Traverse City. If I don't see you, I'll just stay on this bus going to Canada.
那么当他坐在巴士上面的时候，他就后悔了。
But once you get on the bus, he regret. She regret. Sorry.
要是爸爸妈妈不在家那怎么办呢？
She thought about what if my parents are not home.
如果他们当我死了那怎么办呢？
What if they thought I am already dead?
他心里面很多的问题，但是那个车子呢就一直就跑过。
As she ponders in her heart, the bus is running home.
然后他一遍一遍的练习那句话啊，爸爸妈妈，对不起，不是你们错了，是我错了。
She recited many times, in her mouth that, that mom is not you, that I'm wrong.
他已经很久没有向任何人讲一声对不起。
I'm sorry, and also, and she have never said I'm sorry to, any person.
那么当他进到这个车站的时候，那个车夫说：“我们停在这里十五分钟，就继续走了。
”Upon the bus arriving in the station, the driver said, "15 minutes."
那么他这个心里面呢，不知道怎么做，一面走进那个站的时候呢，他看到一幅他从来没有想象到的景象。
So as she walked into the station, walk off the bus into the station, she's seeing a scene here.
上面有一幅标语 "Welcome home."
A big banner says "Welcome home."
上面呢是那个时候已经是半夜，但是呢有四十多个他们教会的弟兄姐妹站在那里。
No, this is the midnight. There are about 40 people from their church.
他那些阿姨啊、叔叔啊、奶奶啊、姥姥啊、爷爷啊，那个都在。
Her grandparents, her uncle and auntie, yeah, everyone's here.
然后爸爸就跑出来了。
And her father come.
他就结结巴巴的，爸爸啊，对不起。
And she said, I'm sorry.
但是爸爸呢，就堵住他的。说，哎，我们不够时间了，赶快，家里的晚餐都准备好了，还有 party 跟着啊。
She apologized, but her father stopped her, say we have no time to apologize. So I think, let's get home, hurry, let's get home. We have a feast, we have a party.
我想这个故事是真的。
I think this is a true story.
因为每一天在美国有很多的孩子离家出走。
For every day that there are people, there are a lot child left their family.
但是回家的人呢倒是不多。
But those who return home are.
这个是现代版的浪子回头。
This is the modern version of the product.
但是它却下半段。大家可以认真的来看一看这个下半段怎么说啊。
But we missed the later half of the story.
我们认真的读下半段那个二十五节到三十二节，再读一段好不好？
Let's read again. In Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 28.
十五章。
15.
二十五节到三十二节，我们再读一遍哈。那时，大儿子正在田里。他回来离家不远的时候， 谢谢啊。那么耶稣说这个父亲是指谁呢？
When Jesus talks about his father, who's he referring to?
指谁？很清楚的是指创造人类的天父上帝，是吧？
Clearly it's the father, the creator of human.
你还可以看到什么？世界上的人可以分为两种不孝的儿子。
What else did you see? That everyone in this world can be separated into two categories.
我们都把天父上帝的产业看成自己的。
That we all think that the properties or possessions of God's Father is ours.
却没有对父亲敬爱感恩。
That we don't respect him, we are not thankful for him.
但是父亲的爱还在等人悔改。
But Father loves us and is waiting for us to repent.
好，我们先来看看这个父亲对小儿子，如果你是父亲，你会把家产分给这个任性悖逆的小孩吗？
Let's first look how father treats 会不会 the younger son. So if you're the father, would you give this younger rebellious son?
不给，我也不给。
那个 your possessions.
那么你留他在家里。
I will not give him.
能留得住他的心吗？
So if you keep him at home, would you be able
你越不给他，越留在家里面，他的心里面就越恨你，越恨这个家，是不是？所以这个父亲选择爱。
So longer you keep him home, the more he hated the.
圣经里面讲到神呐、他是用慈神爱说来牵引我们。
So in scripture, Father talk about mercy cord and loving chain.
那么我听一位同工他讲他说这个爱呢就好像风筝那条线，风筝放得多远没关系，但是你有那条线呢就可以把它拉回来。
I heard from a co-workers in church says love is like the string of a kite and regardless how far how high the kite fly you have this string.
这个浪子犯罪
hold him, keep it there.
花尽了财产，终于呢吃尽了苦头，他就受到教训了。那么
the prodigal son, you know, waste all his monies and had a messy life, and now he got his lesson.
我们人类啊，往往是这样。
We're all like this.
在北卡有这样一个案子哈。
In North Carolina, there is a case.
就是有一个律师呢，他买了一盒 cigar， 很贵重的 cigar， 他就为那个 cigar 就买了保险，保什么险呢、啊？保活险。
There's an attorney who bought a very expensive cigar. So he also bought an insurance for this cigar.
在24天里面，他就抽完这24个条 cigar 了。
So in 24 days that she he finished all those 24.
然后他就要保险公司赔偿。
And then he asked the insurance company to pay him.
那么上法庭的时候，法官就说这个案子非常荒谬。
The judge said this is absurd.
但是的确，这律师手中呢有这个保险单。里面写着保的是火险，没有指明是哪一种火。
Yeah, but this attorney really had this insurance in his hand that the cigar was insured for fire, and but didn't clarify what kind of fire it is.
所以保险公司没办法，你一定要赔15,000块给他。
So this insurance company have compensated him $15,000.
然后这个律师得意洋洋的拿着那个15,000块支票去银行兑换的时候呢？
When this attorney is very how to say delightful that go to the bank to cash his money.
一出门口呢，警察就抓住他。
Yeah, then the police arrest him.
这个保险公司控告他纵火罪。
The insurance company sued him for arson. Yeah.
那么他是蓄意烧毁已经投保的财产。
He purposefully burned the properties that's already insured.
结果呢，他坐牢24个月，赔偿24000块。
So he's fined for $24,000. He also, you know, in jail for 24 months.
这个律师呢，应该在牢中悔改了哈。
I hope this attorney will repent.
大家有没有听过啊？在这个最近呢，香港有一个姓陈的风水大师，他也在这个牢里面悔改，他一生骗财骗色啊。
Have you heard recently there is a feng shui master from Hong Kong? His last name is Chen.
那现在他归主了，还写了见证。
And also had his testimony.
那么我们当中有谁是像小儿子一般回头信主的呢？
So who among us is like this younger son that repent and trusting the Lord?
我自己呢，曾经是一个。
I'm one of them.
我曾经呢拼命的追求实现自我，要打破传统。
I once struggled and pressed hard for self realization.
我少年的时候亵渎神圣，不孝不义，活在罪中呢还致命不凡。
When I was young, I'm proud. I
what? 就是在最终，但是呢，因为天父的大爱，因为主耶稣的救恩，我就能够很早的就回家了。
So even though I live in my sin, but because of the Father's love and because of the salvation through Jesus, I was able to return home.
我17岁有才有机会读到圣经，才有机会到教会。18岁呢，能够感谢主，信主了。
I read the Bible when I was 17, and when I was 18, I come to church, and thank God I was.
那么这51年来是不断的悔改，那么越悔改越快乐。
In the past 51 years, I continue to repent. The more I repent, the happier I am.
神的爱非常奇妙，非常丰富。
The God's love is amazing love. It's
有人以为
abundant.
一旦信主了就失去自由，那就没有人生乐趣了，是不是？
Some people might think that once you become a believer, that you might lose you lost your freedom.
但你不知道，在魔鬼撒旦的掌握当中抛来抛去，抛上抛下。
But you don't know that if you're not a believer, you're in Satan's hand. Your life is thrown up and down.
你以为很快乐、很自由的时候啊，魔鬼却算着你这个 guinea pig 啊，你这个白老鼠啊，看看该怎么宰你，怎么煎你。
The moment you thought you're enjoying yourself, but the Satan says it's plotting how to torture you, how to fry you. This is guinea pig.
有这样的朋友，赶快回头，趁着还有今天。
So if you're like this, repent now.
明天可能连在世上受打击的机会。都没有。
Repent today, for tomorrow you might not have a chance to suffer in this world.
今天我们坐在教会里面，教会就是回到父家最好的地方。
Today we're sitting in this church. This is the best place for returning Father's house.
在牢房里面，在医院里面，不是最好的归主的地方。
In hospital, that's not a good place.
但是天父跟主耶稣爱你。
But Father and Jesus, they love you.
所以今天有没有这样的朋友啊
？Do we have such friend here?
主耶稣邀请你啊，请你回头信靠他。
Jesus invite you to repent, to trust him.
我们也愿意为你祷告。
We also want to pray for you.
弟兄姐妹都等着欢迎你回家。
Brothers, sisters, all welcome you.
啊，有没有愿意回家的人？
Anyone want to go home?
有没有？现在我们来看看老大。
Now let's look at the older son.
这个老大
the older
为什么生气？
Why was he angry?
他为老爸生气还是为自己生气？大家说。
Was he angry towards his father or towards himself?
他完完全全是为了自己的财产而生气。
He's angry for his possessions.
为什么我这样说呢？大家看看那个第十二节的后面有一句怎么说？十五章十二节的后面有一句怎么说？
Verse
12. 他父亲就把产业分给他们啊，已经分了。
It says, so he divided his properties between them.
这个根据这个犹太人的规矩啊，长子是得双份的。
According to Jews,
就是
the first son will get double portion.
本来父亲的产业有三份，但是老大呢已经分了两份，那个弟弟呢分了一份。好。
So it means the father's property will divide into three, and father and the older get two, and the younger one get one.
现在这个老二呢，财产都花光了，现在死去活来啊，一条光棍回来。老爸怎么能够为他宰肥牛犊啊
？So this younger one come back with nothing, had no money, but now why? How could the father, kill a calf for him?
这个肥牛犊是谁的？是我的。啊，以后他还要让他留在家里面，每一分钱都要从我的口袋中拿出来供奉他。
This fat calf is mine, and also, you know, we have to keep him home and spend every penny, it's all from me.
不知道我还要亏损到哪一个日子。
I don't know when's the end of this.
我这一生不是白干了吗？
The past I
啊，所以这个老爸就是太糊涂了。
The father's wrong.
啊，怎么能够让他回家
？How can him let him home?
好，你回家我就不回。
So、
看你怎么样。
Home, I'm not home.
所以呢，这个他是冲着老爸的啊，你不合理，你对不起我，你老爸错了，天理何在
？So his anger is towards his father. Father is wrong. Father is unfair.
那么这幸亏啊，这个浪子回头，在家门口碰到的呢，不是这个哥哥啊，不然呢，他就没办法进家门的哈。
The prodigal son, when he come back, the first one he met was father, not the brother. Otherwise, he would not be able to come home.
其实啊，这个老大的脑子有问题啊。你想，爸爸的财产不是停留在这里的，是吧？还可以发展的。
Actually, the older one had a problem here. You know, the father's property is not as stationary. It can grow.
天父上帝为我们人创造了一个地球，里面呢有各种各样的资源。
The Heavenly Father who created Earth for us that's abundant in many. Resources.
那几千年前的人呢很少，那个时候现在的人口很多，但是你说那个时候的人富有还是现在的人富有？
Several thousand years ago, you know, there were only very few people on this earth, but now we have such a huge population. So now your judgment on who is more
现在我们开汽车，我们有手机，我们有电脑。那个时候的人有没有
？Now today we have a car, cell phone, and computer. And as our ancestors, do they have?
上帝给我们这个家园，还给我们这个头脑，是让我们呢爱神爱人。那么呢，这个地球呢就可以不断不断的发展，越来越好，越来越丰富的。
God gave us this home, and also gave us a brain to think, you know, so that we can grow we can expand our everything become better.
这个是讲这个整个地球来说，但是呢，如果狭义一点来说，教会神的家中怎么样？教会史上有许多自以为意的基督徒。
I was talking about the whole earth, but now if we focus on the church, you know, in church history, there are many Christians, there are many self-righteous Christians in the history.
他们苦苦修炼哈，以为天堂呢只配为我所有。
They work hard, they press hard for themselves that they think only they are worthy for the heaven.
他看到别的基督徒就不顺眼，你们这些才算是什么基督徒啊？
When they look about other Christians, they think, you know, you're not.
当然了，我不是指这个教会里面的弟兄姐妹啊。我相信呢，这里的各位长老、执事、弟兄姐妹呢，都是很好的。
Certainly, I'm not referring to anyone here.
主耶稣曾经让一个律法书说出这个永生之道，就是刚才我们读的路加福音十章。两条最大的诫命啊。主让他说出来了。
Once Jesus said how to inherit eternal life, that is in chapter 10. We just read.
第一条是什么
？What's the first？
你要大家说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。很好，很好，很好。那第二条诫命是什么？你要爱邻舍如同自己，爱人如己啊。主耶稣呢跟着说什么，你照样去行就必得永生。
So Jesus also said do this and you will live.
那么谁敢说我爱人如己呢？
But who dare to say that I love neighbor as myself?
很多时候呢我都会说我很爱上帝。
Frequently I said I love,
我说爱人如己这句话我做了牧师好多年我还不敢说。
But, I dare not to say love neighbors as myself.
请问我们当中谁是爱人如己的请举手。
Who among you, loving others, loving your neighbors yourself, please raise your hand.
因为我们真的爱自己比爱别人多啊。
For we really love ourselves more than our.
只有主耶稣是尽心爱神。
Only Jesus who truly.
也只有主耶稣爱人如己。
Only Him who truly loved.
他真的甘心为我们受苦啊，钉在十字架上赎我们的罪。
He suffered us willingly and even died on the cross for our sin.
死了三天才复活来。启示我们，我们也会复活，永生是真的。
And resurrected three days later to reveal us that we were also resurrected, we will also be resurrected.
当我们自以为意、指责别人的时候，只要想想主耶稣，我们就马上知错了，要认罪了。
So when we are self-righteous, we blame others. Let's think about Jesus. We should repent.
至高至上永远长存的神他住在什么地方住在忧伤痛悔的人心里
The eternal God who lives high in the heaven but also lives in a concrete in a repentant concrete
我们祷告但愿天下所有的小儿子都悔改归主。
We pray that may all the prodigal sons, like the younger son, repent.
这个大儿子有没有悔改
？But did the older one repent?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是根据耶稣后来的遭遇啊。
But according to what happened to Jesus later.
那些律法师跟那些宗教权威呢，他们并没有悔改。
Those lawyers and authorities in the religion, they did not repent.
直到今天
，even till today,
人类绝大多数不是小儿子就是大儿子。
That we are either the younger one, son or the older son.
我们是老大还是老二?
Which one?
我们哪一个需要回头?
Which one of us need to repent?
哪一个需要认罪呢?
Which one of us need to repent?
那我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
恳求主你自己的话，求主自己的话。
We pray for your word.
就是这个故事深深地印在我们的心中。
That's a story to impress in our heart.
让我们常常讨你的喜悦。
So that we might seek to please you.
让我们懂得怎么爱你。
So that we might know how to love you.
我们也懂得怎么爱人。
And also love neighbors.
怎么爱我们的兄弟姐妹。
How to love our brothers.
怎么爱罪人。
How to love sinful.
让我们用我们的生命去带别人来到你的面前。
That we might lead others to you.
回到父的家中。
But lead people to return to Father's house.
让我们跟你一同喜乐。
That we might rejoice with you.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢啊，对不起哈，那个这个因为这个投影的事情呢，受了不少的支配啊，也占了很多的时间啊，对不起啊。
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
谢谢杨弟兄，欢迎。